This is Thomas B. Warren inviting you to listen to Five Gospel Minutes. Five Gospel Minutes is an integral part of the International Gospel Hour, a broadcast heard on some of the most powerful stations in this nation and other nations as well. We urge you to check your newspaper for times and stations. Now we continue today with our study of what is the Bible and what can it do. We've pointed out already that the Bible is the Word of God. It is the revelation of God to man, of God Himself, of the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God, of man as one possessing an immortal soul that will not die when his body dies, a free moral agent able to decide his own destiny. It is a revelation of God, of His plan of salvation, of what man must do to be saved, of the church, the body of the saved, of the Christian life, and what one must do in worship. Secondly, we pointed out that it is God's limitation to man. And just at the end of the last broadcast, we were talking about this illustration, that we understand that if a mail order house sends out a catalog with thousands of articles for sale in it, and you send in an order blank, ordering only a pair of shoes, let us say black shoes, size 10D, costing $35, and then they send out your order with a truck full of all kinds of items such as bicycles, refrigerators, television sets, radios, and so on. And here you are screaming to the men as they unload that you did not order all of that. And the man in charge gets the order blank and looks at it and says, "Well, it's true that all you ordered on here was a pair of shoes, but notice that you did not tell us not to bring all of these other things." Now, all of us know that would be ridiculous. Everybody knows that that would be absolutely stupid on the part of that mail order house. Or if you were to give your child, let us say, a $10 bill and told it to go to the grocery store and get one loaf of bread and 1 gallon of 2% milk, and the child came back not only with those two items, but also with candy and ice cream and numerous other things, you would punish the child because he had been disobedient. And yet people lose that wisdom when they come to the Bible. Even though the Bible nowhere authorizes, for instance, let's just take this for an example, nowhere does the Bible in the New Testament authorize the use of instrumental music in the worship of God in New Testament days, many people think that they are perfectly free to use it on the ground that nowhere does the Bible say thou shalt not use instrumental music in the worship of God during the New Testament period or in the New Testament church. But friends, that is as wise as holding that a mail order house may send you every item in the catalog if you do not specifically forbid it. The truth of the matter is, the Bible makes clear that we are free to do only what the Bible authorizes. 2 John verses 9 to 11. Whosoever goeth onward and abideth not in the teaching of Christ hath not God. If you do that in worship which is not authorized by the Bible, you're guilty of sin. If you're a member of some religious body, some so-called church that the Bible knows nothing about, then you're living in sin in that matter. You do not have the right to enter a church of human origin, but only the church that God planned in eternity, only the church that the prophets saw, only the church that Jesus promised to build, only the church that Jesus died for, only the church that Jesus adds those who are being saved to. And so you see, this matter of recognizing that the Bible is God's limitation to man is a matter of tremendously crucial importance. We do not have the right to add to take from, to modify, to change in any way the sacred teaching of God. And so I hope that you'll recognize the Bible for what it is, the sacred will of God, study it diligently and prayerfully, and learn it and obey it, for only the obedient will be saved. But our time is gone for today. This has been Thomas B. Warren speaking to you on Five Gospel Minutes, an integral part of the International Gospel Hour, urging you to listen to our next broadcast.